Truth News Network. In Milan, they're listening. In Kuala Lumpur, they're listening. In Berlin, they're listening. And across the fruited plain, they're listening to The Truth, TNN.
The Truth News Network.
And Dan Newman.
One thing we're certain about is they're listening today in Washington, D.C. We're told we are listened to there every day. People trying to find out what a different conservative voice on American politics is speaking of. That's what we do here, and you're part of this family. Thank you so much for joining us today. Hope you had a great weekend. We really did. Today, we're talking about a myth called bipartisanship. Let's face facts. Using the phrase bipartisanship is an oxymoron when it references politics in Washington. Bipartisanship requires two or more people to work on any one project or issue together to reach a consensus or agree to result. Nothing in that resembles today's Washington, D.C. Congress. I know you agree with me there. Honestly, we could spend all day every day chronicling the disparities in the legislative methodology used today compared to just a few years ago in Congress. It may have existed for some time, but the first I remember an eternal rift between parties was when former President Obama made this statement, "Elections have consequences." He was referencing many who had complained about the unwillingness of members of both parties to work together on legislation. But individually, Obama, in saying that, was highlighting the fact that Democrats had just won a second term in the White House and control, albeit temporary power, of Congress. To Obama, that meant his political opponents needed to follow his lead on all matters of government as long as Democrats were in control. In other words, bipartisanship out the door. So where has it gone, bipartisanship? I can't answer that. Indeed, the unwillingness for Congress to reach across aisles for the common good of the nation is not a single party issue. Democrats don't own it themselves. But it has reached outlandish heights and a fever pitch in unified efforts on the part of those on the left to resist anything and everything put forward by this president. I'm not going to bore you with a list of examples. You know about them. You hear and see those every day. We all see them as they roll out, and they roll out almost daily. They happen so often we become numb to them. It's as if we yawn when they occur and think this, it's just another day in D.C., another day in the swamp. That's really sad. Well, who's the sheriff in town? Who's the law in all of this? Almost without question, you know who the sheriff in town references. Representative Adam Schiff, Democrat of California. Schiff is now the boss. Formerly, that role was always held by the Speaker of the House. Everyone in Congress stayed in line or drew the ire of the leader of the House. Nancy Pelosi was and still should be the sheriff in Congress, but her position was compromised immediately following the 2018 midterm elections. With the House additions of members of the squad, Pelosi found herself in a really difficult situation. Her power was threatened. Those freshman House members challenged her authority. They threatened a mutiny to keep her from assuming the role of speaker in this term. So the sheriff became the squad. That's comprised of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Democrat of New York, Ilhan Omar, Democrat of Minnesota, Ayanna Pressley, Democrat of Massachusetts, and Rashida Tlaib, Democrat of Michigan. They took over control of the House of Representatives, putting Pelosi on defense. And it has been that way ever since. So how powerful are the members of the squad, really? We're currently in the midst of the demonstration of just how powerful they are. It's this impeachment mess. The four, immediately after assuming office, began a unified cry for the House of Representatives to impeach the president. None would venture a guess as to any impeachable offense with evidence, but their insistence began to infect other members of Congress. And then the 2020 Democratic presidential candidates each joined their impeachment cause. Before long, House Speaker Pelosi found herself the target of threats by the squad to dump her as speaker if she did not bow to their impeachment demands. Pelosi and other House leaders created the myth of this impeachment inquiry. It has no teeth at all, but is a sham investigative operation to find dirt of Mr. Trump that Dems hope will lead to articles of impeachment. In other words, This inquiry is the Mueller investigation, part two. And so far, its effect on finding any Trump wrongdoing is about as useful as was the Mueller investigation in the first place. Pelosi quickly discovered that her appointed chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Gerald Nadler, Democrat of New York, had about as much hope at putting together a successful path to create a real impeachment process as do I. And his committee, the House Judiciary Committee, according to law, is where articles of impeachment have got to initiate. She dumped him. She then passed the mantle to Representative Adam Schiff of California. Without getting wordy, Schiff is the evilest member of Congress in my memory. And my memory is pretty lengthy because my memory is 66 years long. Schiff rewrote the congressional impeachment process. He made it his very own. He made it unconstitutionally. He made it partisan. And he made himself chief prosecutor, judge, and jury in all of its proceedings. And in his process, he has ignored the rule of law. No equal representation under the law. You can't confront your accuser. The president's attorneys can't even come to the hearings. They can't present any evidence. It's the rule of law without any rule of law. His objective? It's simple. Find a way to put President Trump on trial in front of the nation and drive him from office. It makes no difference to Schiff. There's no evidence through 3 years of nonstop investigation into the Trump Organization that in any way justifies impeachment. He doesn't care. Schiff created a new way to handle this entire thing. Impeach the president for emotional and psychological wrongdoing. Seriously, folks, that's all that's left. I know it sounds crazy. You know why it sounds crazy? Because it is. But this process we see unfolding day by day, chapter by chapter, has no historical perspective. Nothing like it existed in the three previous presidential impeachment processes. Schiff immediately ditched the idea of precedent in pursuing Trump impeachment. He created a new path for unseating a duly elected president. And here it is. Quote, do as I say and forget about everything else. I'm the boss. And his objective remains front and center all day, every day. Congress is doing nothing, nothing, nothing but this impeachment inquiry. And he's made the process all his own. It's all about him. And all to unseat Donald Trump. Where are we going? Well, we're setting the stage for more public testimony this week in today's story. We've got a few other tidbits to throw your way. Some things happened through the weekend that you may or may not have heard. We'll get to that in just a moment at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org.
So busy you don't have time for today's news on TV or newspaper?
Never fear.
TNN has your answer. Download TNN Podcast to your phone.
Catch up with the latest news
during your busy day. The Truth News Network.
TNN. truthnewsnet.org.
Are you tired of school? Do you have enough of this continuous learning? Let yourself seduce to the crunchy waffle drenched in milk chocolate. That chocolate crispy taste is going to make your day. Have a break. Have a Kit Kat.
Hi, this is Jack, founder of Jack in the Box. Is the caller there?
Mr. Box, Douglas Gompertz from Burger Week magazine.
Oh, hey, Doug. Doug's a respected fast food critic.
I recently dined on your sourdough Jack combo.
And?
Perfection. The cheese, the jumbo patty, the golden sourdough bread, the French fries? Bravo.
Well, thank you.
However, I found the dessert a bit dry.
It doesn't come with dessert.
The candy. The white, round candy with the happy face.
Was it wearing a scarf?
Yes, I believe it was.
Rosy cheeks? Fuzzy earmuffs?
Yes, that's it.
Douglas, you ate a holiday ball. We're giving one away free to customers who buy a sourdough Jack combo. But they're not for dessert. They're for antennas.
Or a pencil.
Right.
Well, that's going to improve your score dramatically.
Excellent.
There's only one Dan Newman. Anymore? Well, that just wouldn't be fair.
Well, let's jump right back in. Let's get right to it. Have you heard this term before? A charlatan? What's a charlatan? Gotta be honest with you. I struggle even to spell the word. But Mr. Schiff rolled it out over the weekend in a speech he made to the California Democrat Party convention. Let's set the stage for this. Schiff had just completed the day before 2 days of public hearings by his committee in the impeachment inquiry. The three witnesses that appeared brought no facts to the table about any wrongdoing on the part of the president. All three made comments that were negative about Mr. Trump, but each of their comments was purely an opinion that had no evidentiary basis other than their emotion. Schiff, who has now made himself a rock star, then jumped on a plane for California to give a speech that was nothing more than a version of a Schiff victory lap. He feels like his committee was victorious and was successful in showing the public just how evil Mr. Trump is. And Schiff told Californians exactly what his objective in this impeachment inquiry is. Adam Schiff has branded Donald Trump a charlatan in a fiery speech he delivered to California Democrats. The House Intelligence Committee chairman, who has been tasked with overseeing the impeachment inquiry into the president, received a rousing round of applause as he unleashed the insults at the 2019 fall endorsing convention in Long Beach this past Saturday. Here's what he said. Here's what the article said. Schiff, who was introduced at the event as our protector, stated, quote, 2 years ago I stood before you and I urged you to resist, and you did. But we are more than a resistance now. We are a majority. He added this, we are a majority in one house. We will become a majority in the other. And we will send that charlatan, Donald Trump, in the White House back to the golden throne he came from. Let me just read that two sentences again. He was introduced as our protector. He stated this, 2 years ago, I stood before you and I urged you to resist, and you did, but we are more than a resistance now. We are a majority. He added, we are a majority in one house. We will become a majority in the other, and we will send that charlatan, Donald Trump, in the White House back to the golden throne he came from. Let's put that in perspective. Schiff chairs the House Intelligence Committee. His role is to manage the operations of that committee. In that role, he's now rewritten the guidelines so that he determines each process of the committee. He controls witnesses, whether or not they can testify publicly, what they can and cannot say in their testimony, who can or cannot question those witnesses, whether or not anyone on the committee can present evidence, ask specific questions of the witnesses, and what topics in each hearing are allowed and which are not allowed. In other words, Schiff is lording over a Soviet-Russia-style process designed to allow the ruler or chairman to control every part of the hearing. There are no judges, no prosecutors, no controlling entities to which anyone can appeal to challenge Schiff on any part of the process. Schiff, ladies and gentlemen, is simply the Wizard of Oz. We're going to complete this today with an example of the Schiff shizzle lunacy. Try to say shizzle. Schiff shizzle. It's kind of tough. One of the prize Schiff witnesses, who we were told had blockbuster evidence that proved Donald Trump was guilty of extortion of Ukraine and obstruction of justice, among other things, was former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch. She was an Obama administration holdover, and shortly after Ukraine's election in 2018 of their new president, Trump fired Ambassador Yovanovitch. Schiff felt certain that Trump doing so was an effort to interfere in Ukraine to impact the 2020 presidential election in his favor. We all know about the Biden corruption investigation by the former Ukraine prosecutor that was short-stepped by then VP Biden, threatening to withhold aid to Ukraine if that prosecutor wasn't fired. Schiff planned to use the firing of Yovanovitch as proof that Trump obstructed. Her testimony would undoubtedly prove that, and her firing, according to Schiff, was unprecedented. But a problem with that popped up. Listen to this. Former President Barack Obama fired some ambassadors that were appointed by former President George W. Bush in 2008. That's according to the Washington Post previously reported. Let's define some ambassadors that Obama fired. He fired every one of them. Every ambassador that was an ambassador when Obama took his oath of office was instructed by the 20th of January of 2009 to be gone. They were finished. Yovanovitch testified that the Trump administration, including the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, kneecapped her. That's a strange term for a Russian or Ukrainian to use. Kneecapped. Sounds kind of gang-related, right? She said that she was not supported by State Department leaders after being recalled in May. Recalled is the ambassadorial term for being canned. Political ambassadors sometimes are permitted to stay on briefly during a new administration, but the sweeping nature of the directive suggests that Obama has little interest in retaining any of Bush's ambassadorial appointees. That was according to the Washington Post 2008 article about Obama's decision to fire all political ambassadors. Yovanovitch was appointed by Obama in 2016. Newly elected presidents typically revamp the positions with their own choices once taking office. Yovanovitch was allowed to stay on for 3 years after Mr. Trump took office, but has testified that senior officials declined to acknowledge the smear campaign against her leading up to her firing. That's according to Politico. And then there's this tidbit, a 2017 Snopes fact check. And I know you can't believe I'm quoting Snopes, but I am. That fact check also noted that Trump firing appointed ambassadors was not an unprecedented move. The resignation and replacement of ambassadors at the end of an administration is routine, the fact check reads, adding that some presidents have fired everyone at once, while others decide on a case-by-case basis. Democrats said during Friday's public testimony that they were angry at Yovanovitch's sudden dismissal, despite Obama doing the same thing when he became president in 08. Have you had enough? We'll take another deep breath. Shift has only just begun. Remember last week when we predicted here that Pelosi would pull the plug on the impeachment inquiry boondoggle during this past weekend? I stated that if she did not, I'd be here today to eat crow and to say that I am wrong. Here's what I will do. I'll say that I was wrong on the timing. It ain't over yet. As of this writing, Pelosi's taken no such action. However, her terminating the Schiff shizzle is inevitable. Why? Because there's no evidence of any wrongdoing by President Trump that rises to the level of impeachment. How do I know that? Oh my God, 40 million, 50 million, 3 years, taxpayer dollars, investigate, 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 thousands and thousands of documents, millions of pages of documents, testimony after testimony, and they can't find anything wrong. If Pelosi allows this to continue, the squad will be her least significant issue in the Democrat House of Representatives. There will be a certain wholesale firestorm during the 2020 election as Americans send Democrat members of the House and even the Senate packing in the wake of this impeachment charade. Stay tuned. We are certain Pelosi's intervention of this inquiry is imminent. And folks, I will be there to say this. I told you so. Thanks for being back with us. We're going to be together all week, so stay close. And don't miss anything. We've got it all here for you as it unfolds. More testimony, public testimony, all week long. Thanks for being here today. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll see you then at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org.
Uncertain about what you see and hear in mainstream media?
Worried about getting the truth? No worries anymore. Get the truth, only the truth, at TNN, the Truth News Network,
at truthnewsnet.org.